Winds diminishing Monday afternoon. Low tonight, 10 to 15 below. High Monday from 5 to 10 below. Low Monday night, 15 to 20 below. Outlook for Tuesday, partly cloudy and cold. At KOTC Kotzebue, it's clear. Winds north at 15 knots. Barometer at 29.72 and rising, and 5 below at KOTC. And now we present the birthday special program.
Kotzebue elder Lena Sowers recently visited a sixth grade class to tell of her memories of earlier times and celebrations. KOTZ, through the cooperation of the Manilok Association Spirit Movement Coordinator, Bertha Lau, was there and thus is able to present the following program. Elder Lena speaks to the children.
Sing it by yourself.
toen Ramon toen hij lag te houden, nee heb ik heb gekraagd lucht. En ik zeg dat ik leed heb lucht. Dus ik heb gekomen, ik heb gezegd, ik laat, en ik zeg dat ik dat kan dan niet. Ulchoitsami, agnalli tabrani iningutlurami, angutilli tabrani angirami, ublumi asing unani sikumi, akshaulakoting unani ublumi. Donagla donani sikumi, akshaulakot ublumi. Tamnasi aton tabrit tekskivani. Agla teski verur la perhut istavra teski verur. Upin raapang nikkakta payolakten ilangi ilakslugu inyuguna saagahuni nege teinyunga ulsio itchamit tikhangamit teinyunga nege yagaktut. Aasi taavluma sivoni imma unani ulsio itcham meinya. Mengnya tu perangan ni pekak tu tamna tehnya tehnya manul lu. Supaya agak lukan, nak kisahulak ting, kengon yang mungkin ni kelihatan tu uglu pakti tu, pekang ni jutin, doksun yang begini jutin mana? Kalau mungkin tehnya mungkin ini nekat. Ini perhatian saya ulo ni, kalau kami tengah si ikutur ulo ni, mikirur ulo ni, asi mau nak patirun, doksenya tit inu gaya mata, sebab kami dulu sulit pinjang naya kating tunjuk ini mata doksenya tit inu gaya mata mau nak patirun. Kalau kami temui tanah lab lugu upin abang nak kacak tin, nih yak terul, uba asing, uba kuyur alapak, uba kuyur alapak, wing kutuko, sabak tiksak naya kami. Tua katigalu bangalu, pisak tara sip kalau kat itu buk sibulip lunuk. Aglat kini kalau kapki, pagladin ulunuk win kunitan na sabagunuk. Agip kayunuk lupinya nakamnuk, tamna ipko utuk hakun agirat ilit koset. Matani kakuk pisak tari semakyu sebab ayak tekmuk tabla maninyak busakalakuk asita maza atlanik sebab siksok sipyating donak ngati kirang menin agasi uroni winkut tabla ngatabla agilik winkut agirakak dicilik mata aglan. Tabrak-tabrak anggilik ulat kaksiruk. Ulat kaksiruk tena agayu nak pangmiyu. Deskiwing miyu sulay lapet. Aglan anak tahutiglu, kipmirakor lahutiglu, nagaka akso lahutiglu, pisurot. Akinyang naya sumakati nga. Akinyang naya gusip yutiglu ba pangpakipmirakor lakamin. Sukamin iris uglupak temane akinyan neme kibisumakating kikikcogo unaksat atapki nalang meti yuni una kikiktak luktamani nalang meti yuni ubasi pakmapak nalang meti inyugek simata tamara inyugek sirogunne kipmerahuni akinyan neaktok supayaktok.
Before the missionaries arrived, the Inupiaq did not know about Thanksgiving. It was never recognized. It was only after the missionaries came that the Inupiaq began celebrating Thanksgiving and Christmas. Their lifestyle was also different from how we live today. All of our clothing were Inupiaq. They were not dressed like you are clothed now. Cleanliness was not their rule of thumb, because they were probably negligent to wash and bathe themselves. In some ways, the contrast is not that great. Just like yourselves, in your present lifestyle of today, before the non-native and missionaries arrived, they were living. They lived. It was after the arrival of the missionaries that festivities of Thanksgiving and Christmas began. Then education was also first introduced. When our first Inupiaq pupils began school, they had no paper like you see today. They had slates to write on. Paper wasn't available. Also during Thanksgiving, there wasn't any paper bags, but cloth bags were sewn with the closure of a drawstring. The bags were filled with candy, marbles, and popcorn. Each were packaged into individual bags that were given out to all of the school children for Thanksgiving. That's what began the giving of gifts to school children. But we had missionaries, so dancing was not practiced during Thanksgiving. Eskimo dancing was stopped and denounced by the church after the Inupiaq was observed in previous dancing rituals of feeding food to the demon. Discouraging Inupiaq dances became common as the church's new doctrine. Therefore, there were no dances during Thanksgiving. But they were permitted to continue the Eskimo Olympic Games, which were held at the old church. Women gathered together in a small room. Men played games at the larger room. During the daytime, everyone played with a ball, Eskimo football, on the ice. It was well known that everyone came to celebrate Thanksgiving. Everyone observed Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving was what everyone took part in. Servings of food for the feast was from the food gathering activities which the Eskimo had accumulated since the spring and summer. All of their native food, everything, was taken to the old French church at Kotzebue, where the feast was held. Manga's old home was moved to its present location, and that was converted into a church. Everyone ate at the church, not at home. It's not like that today. Food was not purchased as it is today, because what they had was all Inupiaq food. There was very little non-native food available then. Recently, as grocery stores became abundant, also as work for the Inupiaq became available and a market opened for their arts and crafts and handmade items to sell, the non-native food was added to their menu, which was served at the Thanksgiving feast. Very recently, Ween looked for employees and asked us first, me and my late husband to work for them. But we checked into the responsibilities of what was expected on the job. Tour guiding, besides greeting people, included Eskimo dancing activities. We had stopped the activities of the Eskimo dance. Not wanting to partake in the dancing activities as required, we turned the job down, offered to us. It certainly would have been a good opportunity for us to earn money. We knew that. So we began recruiting others to work for them. People were chosen from Point Hope who were knowledgeable in the Eskimo dance. It was with Wien's interest in Eskimo dancing for tourists that dancing was reintroduced into our culture. Until that time, no Eskimo dances were scheduled during Christmas and Thanksgiving. Although there were activities which were held in Eskimo Olympic Games, reindeer and dog sled races, or football, there were no prizes involved. We knew nothing of purse monies. Today, even dog sled racers are known to have prizes now for entering them. This spills into other present activities also, which we did not recognize then. We did everything for fun, just as games were supposed to be enjoyed by all. Perhaps it was because very few non-native people existed then. There were very few non-native in our population. Now, as the non-native population increased, you will see the increased participation of dog team racers going for the prize money. Everything else around us has increased in volume. After finishing the explanation, Elder Lena Sowers then asked if the sixth graders had any questions. One fellow, Ralph, from the back of the room asked if they had any guns in earlier times.
Mona, na long millet man. Suputinik palukta. Tepko, sibulasi. For father, si tepko, inyupet. Nigachak tung nesot. Nigachoran, gangunit na kang nesot. Upinaksami ni king melon. Imigmon, ningit lugi nigasat. Nigachak tung nesot. Nigakto fluid tamaso upinaksami ni king mahoting nirlekote kanu se payam king mahoting nigakto fluid nigachir khay nyam jipko simulasi imakanuk tatkanga titiraming makuninga sukani upinrami nigachir to khotik king manu upinaksami asi ukimi ivalonik nigachir to khotik Maksuk sah tu fluid kiri ya fluid. Maksuk sah tu fluid kisah ni kiri ramai nak fluid nak ukur lecet. Kiri urat ukur lesi fluid kanu sepaya kiri urat maksuk sah tu fluid akar ini jalan kiri lecet. Maksuk sah tu semangat nari fluid tingkat kiri lecet maksuk sah tu semangat nari. Semangat pinjat sud karul logla temara. Nigachoralu supputela sibullasi nagatema inyunao nasut uwanga inna kakakataktoni khorip mingalu ilichok finnichima kabla upinrami sibullasi nekhamnelbubayjutin upinaksamilu Ukhangnel bubal yutin upin ramayu nekhangnel bubal yutin ikhalugrong nun kubrak dukutin tamara silat aminitnit kubri khutin upin ramay kubrak dukutin taatnitin kubrak akutin kaluk akutin taatnitin asi natsinik pichot tamara kaluk akutin ivalunik Kalau aku tinggal kangen juga jadi tempo simulasi menalu nongurang man angin katit ciri juga jadi angin juga jadi nistolah jadi sini tolah jadi pinirang nangan so bayar katil lu nakik sora bayar ilukan katil lu. Sirliao klu, puu klu, nekang nelbu bayutin. Uwa kaugrip mi ngalu kakakataktaunin nalurung.
I first saw their guns were loaded from the front. She pointed to the direction to indicate the front of the barrel of a gun where a tool was used to put in the gunpowder. It was lit. Then she pointed to the trigger. Just one time, the rifle was shot. Earlier guns had one shot. There wasn't another shot that followed. That's how the first guns were. Before the first use of guns, they had arrows, which had arrowheads made of sharp stones or jade tips, handled with wood. That's what was used for hunting. A large pole, which had large blade of jade, was used for hunting. This tool used as a harpoon. Was popular. They had no guns except as I became old enough to observe use of our weapons. I discovered that my father had that rifle, which only shot once. That was the type of a gun which was used by the Eskimo. when the non-native came. The first gun which was used had to be loaded with powder from the front of the barrel. The trigger which fired was lit. With one shot, they had no other shots. Recently, as non-native people came, they finally got guns. The Inupiat, your forefathers, used snares where the position in adding weight was placed on the end of the stick was deemed very important. Snares were used in their hunting. In the spring, they were used for ducks, where the snares were placed on water. That's how our forefathers used their snares. It was very common. By netting for ducks in the spring, they were able to get mallards and other types of ducks, which they caught. I know they depended very heavily on using the snares. Perhaps they learned the use of baleen, as introduced to them by the people of Point Hope, as used in the spring. In the winter, caribou sinew was used as their snares. For rabbits and hares and other small game who would chew the snares, they were reinforced with material that they couldn't eat. The snares did not have to be reinforced for animals or for ducks who did not eat the snares. They did not use anything else except bow and arrow and snares, which were commonly used. Your ancestors did not rely on guns. They had no guns. That's how they lived. I did not hear of famine or starvation when I was old enough to be aware of such things. In the summer, your ancestors worked hard to put food away by hunting, by gathering food. They went all out in the spring to hunt for food and worked very hard, concentrating on storing seal oil. Summers were full of hunting and gathering activities to store food for their use. When fishing for salmon, they used seal skin for their nets. The seal skin was braided in the spring and used as their nets. That's what they used as nets. Also of seal skin, they made dip nets. The people who did not have seal skin nets or dip nets used sinew. Dipping was common for fishing. They really did work very hard to gather food. Your ancestors would depend on the land for everything. The Eskimo women would scatter out into the tundra to gather food which grew wild. They really worked at gathering all types of food. This was amazing. They were great hunters. They didn't sleep in. Whenever it was possible to hunt or pick food, anything edible was gathered and stored in their food cache, preserved in containers. We had capable Inupiat who went all out to hunt and gather food. As I became aware of everything, I don't know of anyone starving to death. The second young questioner wondered what they had served at feasts.
Give up, madame. Akutuk, Aktik, Pona, Aserik, any kind, Asak, all kind, Kimminyak. Nazaka Akutuk with with the oil in it and akuduk and fish. Some of them people, they have no fish with meat, caribou meat with it. Nakiligami, akuchiraktuk, asekshayyami. And ugrung meat and ikalugrok with ukrometa. Any kind, cork, any kind, uva, fish, any kind, fish, cork. Dry fish, any kind, dry meat. Katitora payakti, nirirakayat, aglan uglupakti dun, Supalista ordin potato solo utkile solo village. Rasama so nixak iaplu imiraktu lagalawat imiralgesiwo tablungo diplun nakiksana imiralgesiwo nixak kanusat aglan uglu pagtijun lalawang maitenyan. Inhesto tan na kimiguba na hilakto peski wak mata kasi ay nitchabra si yalleri kis inatut ki inbat na lamig mawhalakit na kis chabra uko sama yagi yurat kapsa ko yurat yupkis si yalleri larut